Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's a Monday, and we're here to do Monday things.
What were we talking about?
Oh, I'll tell you what we're talking about. Both my offspring girls.
Both of us?
Both the girls that sprung from my loins are here today. Ew. Well, I'm just saying.
He says that a lot.
No, I used to say, hey, Dad. I say fruit of my loins.
Stop talking about your loins.
Why?
We don't want to know.
Oh.
We have our own loins to worry about. We don't need to worry about yours.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You're about to do a big loin move, right?
Yeah.
What? Do we not want to talk about that?
I don't care. It's fine.
Taylor's had two babies.
What?
It might be time for a loin
and
move.
No more babies.
No more babies. That's
no
it.
More babies. Nope.
I mean, you know, some people in my position might be sad about that, but I'm not. I think you've done all you can do.
Yep.
It doesn't make sense. I think you have done, you know, two is good. Three is good. For some people, eight is good. Eight is enough.
It's a lot. Wow.
Yeah, but I think two probably for you guys is right where it ought to be.
Perfect number.
Plus, eight is good for dogs.
Yeah. Well, wait, what? What?
Yeah, my kids are dogs.
Like puppies.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah, same, exactly the same thing, except they get big.
So I should be formal about this. I'm Scott, of course, and Carter's here as per usual. Taylor Johnson, a.k.a. Taylor Straw. Straw Johnson. No, Taylor Johnson Straw.
Use my legal name, please.
Is that the legal
no,
one?
No, oh. Johnson's gone, sorry.
Really?
Johnson's dead.
I killed it.
Was there ever a time where you considered hanging on to that for any reason at all?
No, I mean, I love my maiden name.
Yeah.
I think Dylan actually asked me this today if I liked the last name Straw. And I like it because it's his last name, but I wouldn't, choose it for myself otherwise.
Wait, why? Because it's a physical thing I suck soda through, or what?
It's an object.
No, it's just... Yeah, basically it's an object.
Yeah.
I get it. I mean, we're really happy with him, so I won't hold it against him that he has a last name like a drinking implement.
I'm sure he appreciates that.
Yeah, it's totally fine. We got lucky that way. I should mention this here while we're on the air. I was worried.
About what?
Who you'd marry.
Oh.
I was stressed.
About Dylan.
Dylan's
cool.
It's not that I thought you didn't have good taste. I think you do have good taste, but I was worried.
That's debatable. Dylan thought I had terrible taste before I met him. So.
Well, I mean, whatever. It's all hit and miss until you find the right one. But in his case, I was actually just, I don't know what I was. That's the one thing I wanted for my kids is all of them to end up with somebody who they really liked and they liked them back. And it was, you know.
Seems like a good prerequisite.
I know. It seems a little basic.
You better.
But I just really, I don't know, I worried about it. And then Dylan came along and I was like, oh, I was worried about nothing. He's great.
Yeah,
I have more in common with him half the time than I do you guys, feels like.
He's the favorite. Yeah. We all know it.
Is it because you both have penises?
No, that's not why.
So much in common.
So much in common.
Well, we got
one, not like you guys.
We got one thing in common. No, he likes gaming. I like gaming. He wasn't
that type of gamer when we met.
Oh, no,
he was a Call of Duty, Halo, Mountain Dew boy.
You have exposed him to good games.
I forced him to buy a PC, and I made him play Baldur's Gate the past couple months, which I never thought would happen.
Is he done?
No.
Close to it?
He took a break because he forgot to save, and And then he died. And then he took an angry break.
Wow.
An angry break.
He'll go back eventually.
You think he'll go back, though?
Yeah, he told me he will, but it was rough.
He usually is a bit of a completionist when it comes to games, so that's cool. Yeah. I like that. I like that you introduced him to the, you know,
he's also a big, like, way. Loot guy, so that game was, like, right up his alley.
Except no barrels have loot in them.
No,
and I checked all of them still.
What are you talking about? Barrels and
in bases Baldur's Gate.
Oh,
Gate.
They do, too, have some loot.
They, like, very rarely.
Like a penny.
Raw food. Or not raw food.
Rotten food.
Rotten food.
Yeah.
raw food.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that. You have to cook that. So hold on a second. I swear I've opened barrels where there was, like,
there's sometimes gold, but it's and stuff. So rare.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, actually.
I
if you're
still check all of
if
them.
You're a new Baldur's Gate player out there and you're trying to avoid the, you know, digging through a bunch of barrels that give you nothing. Advice right
90%.
Yeah, but no, I like that about him. And other things too. I like his fandom of golf and the Raiders. It's fun to talk about.
Man
stuff. Yeah, man hobbies. You know, so when we get together for whatever. I mean, he's a big softie. I know that. He cries in Disney movies and stuff.
We cry to Bluey every week.
Oh, basically. Bluey.
That new Bluey, dude.
The new episode that just came
I'm
out.
Watch it. I'm afraid. I'm afraid.
It's long, so too. It's like a half hour.
Will no, you... there's a new, like, there's another one now. Another 9-minute one.
That's... A new one?
Yeah, where Bluey, where Banda is, like, he's a grandpa.
Oh, I saw that clip. I can't.
It wasn't even about the grandpa part. That part was funny. It was seeing Bluey as an adult. You just.
Well, I saw a clip of Chili, and she's sad for a certain reason, and that made me just bawl, even though it was just like a 5-second clip.
She's still at the, she's still working at the airport in these new episodes.
They haven't talked about it in a bit.
I love their jobs. He digs for bones because he's a anthropologist.
She does airport security.
Well, what's great.
Anthropologist? Archaeologist.
Archaeologist.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember which one. Which one do you dig?
Archaeology.
All right. Anthropology is a store?
No, it's also a thing.
Humans, isn't it? Oh, it's a store. I didn't tell you that for a second. I got it. Okay.
It's like in the mall.
It was a good joke.
Nerds. Nerds.
It just took me a second. I was like, no.
No. What?
So, yeah, but we'll watch it. Carter, you'll watch it.
Yeah. One day.
No,
when I feel like crying.
Oh, speaking of crying, guess what Dylan just said to me?
What?
He said, Van is crying watching you.
Oh.
Why? Because he misses me?
No, he misses me.
Oh.
Not you.
Not you.
You said cries watching me. I thought you meant me. Well, of course he misses his mom.
I know, but he's such a soft. I just love him.
He's a sweet little boy.
He's such a softy. He cries at those Bluey episodes with us. As soon as he notices we're crying, he loses it.
Even when he used to make some weird sounds like this. Remember that when
oh
he did
gosh,
that?
I have no idea. I'm a German.
He was like a little demon child for a while.
So is Phoebe. Phoebe is now the demon child.
Well, now that you mention it, let's play some Phoebe clips. All right. Here is Taylor's 19 month old, right?
Almost
19 months. Phoebe, Phoebe Straw, who says things like this. Oh, wait, that's not it. Here you go.
No.
She says no.
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 She says this.
In your crackers?
Crackers.
Are they bussing?
Bussing.
Bussing.
So she's a total hipster. Here's another one.
Yeah, that's when she found her voice for the first time.
Oh my gosh.
That's when she was real little. Here she's just saying bussing by herself.
Bussing.
All right, we'll use that for things.
Bussin.
How about this one?
Mario.
Turtles.
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 Yeah. She still loves turtles.
How about this one?
No.
Saying no to her dad.
She's so cute.
And then finally.
And then finally,
you gotta
this
do
one
the
again.
New one.
Yeah, where's the new? Oh, I have the new ones right here. So this is brand new. She's decided this is a new thing she wants to do. Where's the Monday show? There we go. Here we go. Listen to this one.
Come on.
You taught her that, though.
I did teach her that.
This is you?
Yeah.
The specific inflection of the voice, the demon voice.
What's it based on? Just
her. She started saying it one day. She just kept going, "Come on," because that's what I tell her to do when she's being.
And then
slow.
I was like trying to get her to do it, so I went, "Come on."
It reminds me of it's the thing Job does in Arrested Development, where he's like, "Come on," you know what I'm talking about? No.
He doesn't.
We watched that show, but I don't remember that part.
Here's another one, but this is. I think I'm talking in the background.
Girls and Blended.
Yeah, I'm annoyed.
No, that was Dylan.
Oh, is that Dylan?
Yeah. Girls and Blended.
Something blended.
Frozen Blended.
Frozen Blended.
Frozen Blended.
I do not know what he's talking about.
No idea.
Every time I record the kids, I'm always like, and people are talking behind me, I'm always like, I really hope no one's saying anything too offensive right now because I'm not paying attention. Though.
It's for sure happened.
I just got a text that says Taylor looks way younger than I thought.
Well, that's good.
She just turned 30. You look good for 30.
You're the Thank old you. One.
Yeah, you're the old one.
You're old.
I mean, you were born. This is the weird thing I think about sometimes. Okay, just give me a sec because I have to explain this.
Is he going
to
cry?
No.
Just starts bawling on.
Tay was born in 1994. All right, so whenever I hear 94, I think Forrest Gump.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park is the year before.
It
was 93, yeah.
So that's, I always thought you were born that
I'm
year.
Good with movies. Pulp Fiction was that year. The other one I love, Shawshank Redemption, these big time, these movies that are, you know, they're a big deal that year. So I always think of that and I think, man, those movies are old. And look at the actors in there and I realize, oh my gosh, Tom Hanks is 1,000 now. He used to be young. He's not anymore. And then I think just 10 years before that, I was 14 and in high school, just barely. No, I wasn't even in high school. Wait, when do you
That's
go to high school?
14's junior high.
I was ninth grade.
End of junior high?
Ninth grade.
Well,
so.
It depends on your school.
Yeah, it depends.
All right. But then anyway. It was like the year Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom came out and Gremlins. And I don't know why I associate it with movies.
A lot happened that year.
But that's just 10 years prior.
Just
that's
as
nothing.
Cool as those things.
Yeah, you are cooler in
So
that.
You've been alive for three more of those 10-year sections. I don't know why this amazes me.
Three
the
decades.
Passage of time, dude.
You're learning math today.
Yeah, look at me.
We're mathing.
Look at me over here mathing.
10 is 30.
Is 30. Wasn't I also born on the day that... What's his face died?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
You were born on Kurt Cobain's murder day, self-murder day, or suicide
self-murder?
Day.
Self-murder?
Sorry. I mean self-murder.
Unaliving, like, Dad. Unaliving.
Unaliving day. It happened that day.
So you could be the reincarnation.
No.
I am.
But you're also safely out of the 27
you can,
club.
You can, like, sing and stuff.
Carter could still be in the 27 club.
Not like
club.
That, though.
So.
Not like
this
him.
Is what they do.
It's not the same.
It's like I'm not even in the room sometimes.
Sorry.
This is how, no, this is fine. This is what it was like when you were little. It's what it's like now.
It is currently what it's like.
Yeah.
But you skipped the 27 club, so that's good. Carter, you need to make sure you don't get...
I know. I'm entering the 27 zone.
You turn 27 when? Next week?
In like a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be in Vegas,
when
you turn. Cool. That's cool.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
We'll just have to be careful.
With what?
The 27
people
club.
Die at 27.
Oh,
yeah, do you not know
it.
About that?
No, yeah.
You know about that.
You told
it's like
me.
Cobain yeah. and Jimi Hendrix and...
I made it. You'll be fine.
Maybe I'm right now because I'm getting famous on the internet.
Oh, is that what's happening? You can feel it?
Yeah.
She's going to start drugs any
I'm
going to
start
now.
Drugs right now, actually.
Finally.
Let's go.
Getting ahead of the game.
I've been trying... Here, you know what? Let's do a test. Will Carter... Here, I'll give you... We got to get a view on this.
Will Carter do drugs?
Will Carter do drugs?
Oh, okay.
Will she suddenly do drugs?
Do you have,
whoops,
like,
where's
ball?
The video? Here we go. No, I have a thing here. Look. Okay.
I can't see nothing.
You can't see this? This wheel? The yes-no wheel?
Try not to bonk heads.
Can you not see it?
I can barely see it.
Okay, here's the yes-no wheel. Let's hit right. it and we'll get either a yes
Roll
or a no.
The
Will
yes,
Carter
no.
start doing hard drugs?
Do you guys always do this one?
No,
no,
this is new.
This is
fancy.
New. Confusing.
Brand new. There.
What's going on?
Here it is. Ooh.
Maybe? What is it?
Yes.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, I have to do as the wheel says.
You can always tell when Tay didn't bring her glasses.
Sorry.
Squinting.
She's like me. She has my
They're
eyes.
They're just dirty.
Terrible eyes. Got a message here from JK Grammer. It says, hey, Scott, Carter, and Taylor. I got Sarah to watch. And no Lieutenant Yar episode of TNG. She actually liked it. I knew I married the right girl, JK Grammer. I don't think these two know what that is.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm not as... I watched it with you growing up. I haven't seen it since I was in high school. So
that's
because
Dylan, if he's still on the chat, I'd like to have a word with him. He
Rude.
Still won't watch Star Trek stuff.
I get into like Star Trek moods where, like, usually it's in the fall when I'm like, I just want a little TNG.
See, and that's Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings season for me.
Lord of the Rings, 100%.
Yeah.
Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings? Pick one.
Lord of the Rings. That's a dumb question.
Not even a, no.
Wow. I didn't expect to be that quick and immediate. I thought you'd go, well.
You were mad. What?
How dare you?
How dare you ask that question?
All right. Let me ask. Okay. Hold on. This will be fun.
I'm reading Lord of the Rings right now again.
Are you?
Dylan's listening to it. Andy Serkis right now. He's loving it.
Andy Serkis reads them? Oh, that's right. You told me about
this.
Yeah,
I have my tiny
Dylan
Bible
Dylan just started them today.
I forgot he was doing that.
They're so cute.
The Bible ones.
They're
like
little.
They're Bible size.
Yeah.
Pocket Bible.
Pocket Bible.
Yeah.
In my opinion, they are the Bible.
Yeah. They are the Bible.
Lord of the Rings.
Bible. Lord of the Bible.
My Lord is of the rings.
My Lord wears rings.
My God is a
ring wearing God. Is a ring wearing God.
You guys are dorks. Did you guys see the what was I gonna say? Did you guys see my bad joke that I made about Lord of the Rings? What do you call
specific one?
Yeah.
What do you call a truck full of wedding bands? The load of the rings.
That's stupid.
Come on, it's pretty good.
No.
No. No.
Here's one for the Monday show. Question for the girls. What do you think of doing a show that is just the Johnson women, all three of you, meaning you and mom and you, and no Scott?
Keep dad out.
Yeah, no dad.
What if I was just a silent producer guy in the corner, like making sure everything got recorded, but I didn't say a word?
I don't think you could be quiet.
I don't think you could handle it. No, you'd be like making comment. No, 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 but we could see you commenting in the background, be like, that's not true, or
well, what if I
that's wrong,
put a shroud over me and promise not to type.
A shroud. Dad's in the bluey tent that's in the basement. Yeah, just in the bluey tent
with his little computer.
Bluey tent. Oh, we do have a bluey tent.
Little yep. Baby bluey tent.
That's right.
I just remembered something. Children's. I'm gonna go grab something. You keep reading stuff.
What are you doing?
I get to grab it.
No,
I want to show some.
Is it circus
is
peanuts?
Is it the bluey tent?
Should we get Taylor's Carter, that was a very awkward run.
Yeah, it was really cute.
Yeah, adorable. Do you like circus peanuts, or is that just a Carter thing? You like?
I like them a lot growing up. I'll eat one or two, but that's as much as I can handle now.
You liked candy corns.
Still love candy corn and sweethearts.
Anything from the pregnancies where you can't look at them anymore or eat them? String cheese. That was mom's.
It was goldfish for a while because I lived on it my first trimester. Was goldfish.
The crackers, not the fish.
Not the real fish. No. Goldfish was rough for a bit there. But now that I have kids, I've gotten used to it again.
Well, you have to.
I don't know. I didn't have weird cravings. Like, I know some people have like really, really wild ones. Mine were pretty normal, like ice cream, chocolate, potato chips type of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And nothing made me, because I was so sick in the beginning only eating crackers and water.
Yeah.
I didn't like throw up anything that I would hate it because I was not eating enough, probably.
Oh, gotcha. Well, who was harder, Van or Phoebe?
Oh, Phoebe.
Really?
Really?
They're about the same amount of sick. Like, the morning sickness was about the same. I probably threw up less with Phoebe, but I felt worse.
Oh, for interesting.
Longer. They say the girls do that. That you feel
who
worse.
Says that? Who's that?
I don't know.
Who's the them?
Yeah. Here, Carter, get in there.
Sorry.
No. You're in a perfect place. She's just off the edge.
You want to see what I brought?
Oh, what'd you bring?
So, this is my first like fan mail that was actually addressed to me, which was very exciting.
Oh, I heard about this.
But,
yeah,
who'd
you're
this
so
come
freaking
from?
Freaking cool, dude.
Brie, like the cheese.
Like, is that how the cheese
or
is spelled?
Like the Larson?
Huh? IE is Brie. Is the cheese.
Yeah,
so
B R E,
not spelled the same.
Oh, Brie.
Brie. Thank you, Brie.
Yeah, what do you get?
Thank you, cheese.
This whole box. I don't know if people can see.
Let me get the full camera on you. Okay,
big
there
ass
you go.
Box.
Big ass box. Don't show any addresses.
I know. It's just our P.O. box on the
other. Oh, well, then do show it because we like getting things there.
It is.
That's where we get the stuff. Oh, my gosh.
To the brim.
With?
Dude.
With Reese's.
Oh, gosh. It's going to fall.
Oh, my gosh. When did these show
they're
up?
They're all different kinds.
I know.
Oh
they're all
gosh,
like the different
what?
Ones.
All right. For those at home who can't see this,
oh, I thought those were
these are Reese's peanut butter cups, and it's every possible
a
kind
medal.
Of
medal. You get a medal.
It's so cute.
It's a little metal.
Oh,
metal.
It's adorable.
There's like the big cups, which are
oh my
like,
gosh, they're terrifying.
They have Reese's Puffs inside.
Yeah.
Do you eat the wrappers of these ones? Oh, I thought there was
what,
edible wait, wrappers. I
that
thought.
Was upside down, but all right.
No, yeah, it's fine.
Plant-based.
Ooh, fancy.
Plant-based. Shut
oh,
up.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Let me see that.
But like full.
Where do you even find all these different kinds? Like
I don't
the Reese's
know.
Plant-based
store?
Oat
ooh,
chocolate
maybe in like
confection peanut butter
maybe.
That has
is
oat
there
chocolate.
I guess it's the M&M store.
Yeah, there's Reese's there.
What
for
is oat chocolate?
Oat milk, like
oat milk.
Usually you make chocolate
turn
with
into
milk,
chocolate,
but that's oat milk. Probably.
That sounds like insanity to me.
No one send gross. Me any more Reese's cups for a while because I don't think I can get through.
Yeah,
I
you
think,
have.
I think you guys should send them.
It's only because you get to have some now.
Yeah,
it true. Doesn't seem good to have that much. Are you gonna go? Are you gonna be moderate?
I'm gonna eat all of it at once, in one sitting.
Okay.
On an evening where I have nothing else to do.
Okay. Tay says she liked circus peanuts growing up, but not now.
They're fine. I'll eat one.
I okay. like them.
I'll lock them.
I'll lock them.
I'll lock them.
I don't have any right now, or I would offer you some.
Mom had some the other day, and I'll eat one, but I'm like, then it's too much.
Chat room says it's weird when I hand you things, so watch this chat. So once I have this hand, and then I go, oh.
We're all in the same room.
We're all in the so same little space, sort of-ish. Carter, KT Data in the chat, that's Kevin here and locally actually, says Carter is going to do a mukbang stream of eating Reese's.
That would be a horrific stream.
I think you should do it.
No. Sounds awesome.
I support
throw
this.
Up.
No, you would be.
On stream?
On stream.
People like that crap. They're
like
into it.
Like people vomiting?
No, people
are into that.
There has to be someone who's into
that.
You
know what? Let's ask the wheel. Should Carter
you have to live by this. Is there people that are into puking
are
streams?
Are people into vomit?
Will you? I'm sure that it'd get you kicked off, but we're going to use this thing. Yeah, so here, let's try it. Okay, will Carter do a mukbang stream with all... That is the right word, right?
I don't know.
Mukbang?
I don't even know what that is.
It's when those people that just...
When you eat like a ton of food.
And
they're
usually
called mucks?
Mukbang.
Mukbang.
They're called mukbangers.
It's a Korean thing.
Okay. Oh, geez. I keep eating
it. It's literally... The whole point of it is like... it's for people who are like eating alone. You're supposed to put it on and so you can eat. And they're eating and it's not like... It takes them so long because it's so much food.
It's ASMR-ish.
It's supposed to be like it's like
ASMR
a cultural thing.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. I'm going to see if she should. Spin the wheel.
I hate the noise it makes.
Why? It's ASMR in its own way. Oh, It says... Sorry, Carter.
I'm not doing it.
We got a big yes.
This is my drugs.
We got a big yes from the wheel.
I'm not going to eat drugs in front of everybody.
I don't blame you. This is Dylan. We got a call from a text from Dylan.
Oh,
you might be familiar with him.
Yeah, he's already texted me a few times.
He's
things.
A loser.
I'll tell you that. Or actually, I got an anonymous one before that says, Taylor needs to show us her arm. I can see some of her ink.
Ooh,
you want to show that off?
You got a good tattoo.
I have this arm.
Look at her
this
sleeve.
This is great for audio listeners.
Carter's got,
got
a big old
listen
sleeve.
Listen to it.
Listen
and
to my
I
arm.
And then I have... some little baby boys, and me and Carter have matching ones.
Yeah,
they matching. Both have a matching. What's it called?
Can you see it?
Or whatever the little flying.
Yeah,
Zelda.
Hey,
bug.
Listen!
That
was so loud. Sorry,
that was listen.
I
holy
was listening.
Shit!
And then I have my cute little butterfly for Van right there.
Oh, that was for Van.
Yeah, Phoebe is gonna. I don't know. She's
she'll
the
pick
devil.
Whatever
so
she'll
we'll
pick.
See.
You'll say, hey, Phoebe, rat. What would you like on Mom's arm?
Come on!
To say that. No, that's cool. Carter or Taylor is, you're only doing the one arm though. Are you going to do both arms eventually?
Yeah. I'm doing stickers. I'm just working
on
it.
Like how I do.
Yeah. I'm working on it.
And
then
that way.
I'll probably
cool.
end up doing my legs eventually.
All right.
Tatted mom. Butt.
Somebody named Dylan says, this is Dylan. What's your guys' favorite part of the day? This is from Van.
Oh, that's cute. Cause we asked Van that every day at dinner time.
Yeah.
He tells us.
Last night he asked too, what was your favorite part of today? And everyone's answer is always to be with you, Van. That's always what we say.
Because it is.
It is.
It's true. But my favorite part of the day was picking Van up from work.
From school.
From child labor.
From the child labor.
Factory.
Picking Van up from school today because he's super stoked because we have a field trip on Wednesday. So he was all stoked about it.
Oh, well, there you go, Van. What do you think, buddy? Do you like
Carter,
that?
Carter, you got asked the question.
Yeah, Carter.
What's your favorite part?
My favorite part of the day was when I was done with work today.
Oh.
That's fair.
Are you done? You're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
I only worked till 5.
I'm itching.
She has to leave.
This is
go
work.
Do some
this
work.
Is work.
He said something else too. He says, I vote for a podcast with Carter, Nick, Taylor, and Dylan, is what he says. So.
It would just be
he's
chaos.
Been talking about it because he just thinks we would be so funny and chaotic
it
together.
It would just be us all talking over each other for like an
and
hour.
Then just laughing until we can't breathe.
I think you'd all have to be stoned or something for that to work, but maybe.
To not laughing? That'd be way worse.
Somebody sent us a picture of a real life idea. Bingo. Do you guys want to see a real life bingo?
Oh, like the dog.
Oh, cute. Look
what
at this.
See?
Hold on.
You have to look.
Can you see it?
Oh!
Can you see it?
It's a red healer.
Sorry, I have a terrible the way this is video set up. I don't know if it's a red healer or not, but I'm getting real bingo.
No,
slash.
It has bingo so like cute. Coloring. It's cute.
Yeah, it's cute, huh?
We get sent a lot of
there's another
pet
one.
Pictures.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
we
okay.
get a lot
perfect.
Of dogs.
Cool.
Oh, there's another one. That's so cute.
A little corgi baby.
Why?
Oh!
Why is it with a Cinemark? It's a popcorn bucket for
it's
Ghostbusters.
Slimer.
Yeah, Slimer.
Behind him.
It's very weird.
It's part of the picture.
Hey, do you guys want to be in my B-reel really quick?
Yeah, do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, live B-reel.
Okay. Do it. Well, you're not going to get
no,
me
No, you're
there.
In it right now. That's how it works. It does both cameras.
Yeah, but I thought it was a simultaneous thing.
There's like a little delay now.
Oh, that's right, because sometimes if I don't feel like looking at it,
you'd be like,
I'll turn it and show the little ceiling or something. And they always.
I thought you'd just get one of these.
No, hell no.
The
and they always reprimand me. They say most people like to see your face in these
and
or
you're
something.
Like,
I'm like,
shut up, be real.
Dude. I'm not talking to you anymore. Oh, it's a corgi.
You're a robot.
It's a corgi, says this person. All right, we're gonna just keep moving down this road. here's an interesting question. Thinking more about King of the Hill on Monday show discussion. We talked about King of the Hill. Okay. You're also a fan.
We talk much about
you liked
that
it, right, growing up?
Of course. Yeah.
With both Brittany Murphy and Tom Petty having passed, it's been, what, 24 years since the last episode. Luann and Lucky's daughter could step into the role of Luann living in Hank and Peggy's house as a pseudo-daughter from Frost Min.
That could be interesting.
Yeah, I mean...
Do you remember... Sorry, this is not exactly on... It's on subject,
but you're not going to say they're dead in the show.
No, yeah. No. I think it's kind of like they're off doing weird hippie parent things. Probably.
Right, they needed time but, away or whatever.
Okay. Do you remember, Taylor, whenever we were kids, when King of the Hill would come on, that meant cartoons were over on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, because it was like kind of...
It was the transitional one.
It's like the version of like Nick at Night, but not...
Yeah, because it was like, okay...
Kick your children out and watch Hank Hill by yourself.
What's the...
Lean in a little, Carter.
What's the thing? Adult Swim.
Adult Swim.
Yeah.
The thing is that in when Adult Swim would come on, it was always King of the Hill first on Cartoon Network because it was like, I think it was because of the most mild of the adult shows.
It was a transition.
Yeah, so you could get your kids out before like really bad stuff was going on.
I didn't know they were... What are you watching? I didn't know they repeated it.
Have you seen...
No, they're really bad.
Yeah.
What? They're not that bad. They're just irreverent. What, like...
For like a little kid, probably. Oh, yeah,
you don't
great.
Want a little kid to watch Squidbillies.
No.
Or even or, like what's that Aqua one with Teen the Hunger Force.
Yes, thank you.
That's I love that one though now.
I love that one. Aqua Teen something.
Even like Beavis and Butthead would be rough for a kid.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Van would think it was funny.
He would like it, yeah.
Van I don't know. Like Van's scared of weird stuff.
Yeah, no, he's true. Scared of proper things. When the dog barked at him yesterday and just about sent him through the wall, he... He got sad about it, and he should have because it was freaky. Your dog freaked him out. Poor kid.
I know.
And he looked at us and went, "It's okay."
He was so brave.
It's okay. Like, is it okay, bud? Because I'm not so sure it's okay. But anyway, Van, if you're still watching, dogs are loud sometimes. All right.
Yep.
We'll see about that whole idea. I don't know how you handle that. I don't want Carter and I were talking about this. We don't want the Hill family to feel broken.
No.
Yeah.
We want them to be quirky and different like they always were.
Yeah. Well, like the whole thing of that show is everyone's okay all the time. Even when it's like bad stuff is happening or, you know, when Peggy breaks her back or whatever.
Yeah. It's like situational stuff happens. Yeah. But like at the end of the day, they're like,
they're
chill.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're fine.
But you don't want it to be.
I don't want like a whole Bobby like, to be like of a weirdness. Disaster and sad.
Yeah.
And...
yeah. You want him and Con Jr. to be happy.
Yeah.
We assume they get together. Where's Joseph?
Thank you for asking me that question.
Thanks for your question. Here's one. Same dude says for the Dale Gribble voice issue, because that guy just died.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I had been thinking they could have him actually die and give him a nice memorial. Then Joseph could step into the role of the conspiracy nut still living in the basement at Nancy's house.
I don't hate that.
Yeah.
But it still just doesn't feel the same.
It's just sad no matter
These
what.
These are like the only moments that I would see AI becoming helpful.
His voice stuff like
His
that?
His voice stuff of people that die because then I know it's yucky.
I still feels
I know.
Icky.
It feels icky, but also like if you're gonna revamp a show, like honestly, in my opinion, just leave it alone. Don't revamp it at all. But if they're gonna.
They are.
But they were already mid revamp.
They're already going to. I'm just saying my opinion about most things. Just like if it's good, don't
You're just
revamp
like leave it.
It
be. I understand.
Like when they're like about to make more Lord of the Rings and I'm.
Are they gonna do that? Oh,
yeah.
The show.
No,
the,
no. Like.
Oh. Wait, what?
Yeah, I read. Well, unless. I don't know. I read it on the internet. Who knows? but I read something like they were going to revamp them or something. I don't know. Regardless, do I don't like, do unless it's been like 40 years and you're revamping like something that's really old.
Yeah.
It's not that old.
I think we should revamp crappy stuff.
Like what?
Like old bad movies that like have
Twilight.
Cool concepts.
No, honestly, I don't want to redo that.
Honestly, it's not a bad idea.
I don't like it.
But like, I feel like there's so many movies, especially in like the 80s and 90s, that were really garbage and did not do well because like they had the concept, but they just weren't done well. And I think you could take those instead and go, okay, let's remake
get better
that.
Actors, better graph, or better special effects.
Yeah, like you have all this cool stuff now. And I'm like, stop taking things that were already perfect.
Well,
good.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
But isn't that all? That's all.
What's the point?
I know, but it just depends on your point of view, if you thought something was perfect or not. Like, I think Fury Road's a perfect film, but there are people who just straight up don't agree with me. They think it's like, you know.
Yeah, but like.
Trash.
well, I don't know about trash.
I'm just kidding.
Like, Lord of the Rings is iconic.
Yes.
Like, oh, did you watch Fallout yet? Did you guys?
We're on episode 3 or 4.
Okay. It's great, right?
I still watched it.
Holy wow.
Yeah.
It's so wow. good.
It's so good, you guys.
Yeah, we're loving it.
Let's ask AI mom what she thinks.
Don't make more Lord of the Rings things, please.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a little weird, isn't it?
That's what I'm saying. Well, I liked the little TV spinoff. I like spinoffs with new story.
Don't retell the same story.
Just don't retell it. Don't replace iconic, perfectly casted actors. Viggo Mortensen will never be replaced.
Really?
Never.
He's the ultimate or Aragorn.
Never.
Okay, you can't tell me that Saruman could be played by anyone better.
That's a good point.
And he did.
He did.
He be dead.
He is dead.
Well, maybe they could revive him.
Also in the movie, he's dead.
Now mom doesn't like the wig. AI mom wants to has another word.
Don't make more Lord of the Rings
things.
Oh, no,
we already did that. Sorry.
She had another thing to say.
I will never make you guys food again.
There you go. She'll never make food again.
It like sounds like mom and also not at all.
Yeah. I know.
Like mom's AI person.
Yeah. It's like a creature has come around and is pretending to be mom. Here's something she'd never say.
I will never make you guys food again.
Damn it. Hold on.
That's true.
My balls itch.
There.
Her lady balls?
Kind of sounds like mom.
Could be your eyeballs.
My balls itch.
I'm going to start referring to my eyeballs as my balls. Oh, I got a hair on my ball.
Ew.
Disgust.
That's disgusting.
These skull balls.
That's very gross. You know what? We don't want to confuse Van. Van, I love you. Okay, this is AI mom talking to Van.
Okay.
Here you go.
Van, I love you.
It doesn't sound right.
It ends on a...
Everything does.
Everything's a question.
I like all this feedback about King of the Hill. Carter and I had this idea that... instead of having a funeral for Dale, they have a whole storyline midway through the season where all that smoking finally gives him throat cancer. And he can't talk anymore. Oh. So he gets one of them robot things.
I don't hate that, actually.
I don't know if it's cancer necessarily, but making it so he can't talk.
Well, why couldn't it be cancer?
Oh, it would make it. Honestly, that would add a lot of humor to the show. Like, I don't hate that idea.
Yeah. And you could still have Dale going. That's how the government gets you, or whatever.
No, 100%. 100%. That's what I'm saying.
You can have an episode where he loses his thing and can't talk, and he's freaking out.
Well, we're ignoring the fact that the real winner...
he lost his thing.
The real winner of King of the Hill, or no, King of the Hill, of your childhood cartoon-wise was SpongeBob. That ruled the
and
house.
Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, and Ren and Stimpy as well.
And Samurai Jack.
Yeah. Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
Dexter's Laboratory.
We watched a lot of cartoons.
You can't say that there's one winner. There's not.
Yeah. We quote SpongeBob the most.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%. That's by far. Got something from Mosho. Says, Scott, do the girls gang up against you? Together against you? Sometimes. I mean, whatever. This is the fun of family dynamics, right?
It's usually just yelling at you when you eat too many cupcakes or something.
Yeah. Oh, see, now that's a question I wanted to ask. I'm glad you brought it up. It's not about cupcakes.
What's the question?
Yeah, what's your question?
But you guys always say I was really scary when I would get mad when you were young.
Because you were never mad. Yeah. I can count on my hand. One hand, how many times you got mad. So pissed off that you yelled at us.
Yeah, it's like three times ever.
And it was the most terrifying thing of ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
So that's interesting.
You were the mild parent.
It's not like mom was hardcore. It's just that she was the one.
She was the disciplined
I would come
parent.
Home yeah. and go, the one who had
so
hey,
by the,
all right.
By the time we were teenagers, mom was a little less scary. Because we were just kind of used to it.
Yeah. We knew what we could get away with.
Yeah.
But, okay, so what this tells me is that you guys were pretty good kids. You guys weren't hard children to raise, but...
I only ever got in two fights and neither of them ever escalated, so...
Well, that's good. Is that a sign of a good... That's a sign of good children?
I never got in a fight, but I did have the cops called on me once.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. I've had the cops called on me, but I bailed.
Carter's way worse. What are you talking about?
Can I tell you what that cop told me?
I just never got in trouble.
Have I ever told you what that cop told me?
No, it means you got away with it.
Yeah, I didn't get in trouble.
Did I tell you what that cop told me that night?
What?
I don't think I've ever told you this.
You might
have. So Taylor and her dumb friends all broke into an empty house that the guy selling it had just... I don't know. You guys just broke into it.
Yeah, we were like, oh, well, we were stupid. And we're like, it's an abandoned house. There's no rules. I don't know why.
We're 16. Let's do this. Yeah.
It was really dumb.
So they do this, and the cop that came out to do this, he was all very,
abandoned forever.
Yeah, I don't think
no one ever lived in there.
No one's still in there, I don't think. But anyway, it was some weird bank thing. But the cop says to me, pulls me over to the side, and you were back in front of the house all upset and looking terrified. And the cop pulls me aside, and he goes, we're not going to do anything, but...
Did he whisper in your ear like this?
A little bit.
Just so you know.
He goes, we're not going to do anything, but we really, I think you should use this as an opportunity to What are you whispering?
I'm acting like I'm the cop whispering into your ear.
Just like so intimate.
It was a little, that was a little too intimate.
He was just saying, he said he just wanted me to use it as a teachable moment and to make sure
you. And I was grounded for the rest of the night.
For the rest of the, it wasn't very hard.
Oh, I was terrified. I was like, that's fine.
You were very upset and you were going, okay, Dad, yeah. I'll never do it again, Dad. You were like,
because it's terrifying and the cops called on you.
And I'll admit there was a moment of like, yeah, that's right. You won't do it again. I'm the dad.
Showing your muscles.
Off yeah.
But really, it was just stupid. The whole thing was so stupid. Dumb. Also, okay, but the scary thing, that's because you guys, see, that's interesting. Is it worse for a kid to always see an angry parent and therefore they just blow off the anger? Or is it worse that they only get it once in a while so it seems more intense?
That makes mom sound like she was angry all the time.
She wasn't.
She wasn't.
I'm not saying
that. She was just the one that was home. She was home with us 24/7.
Right, but I'm saying if you guys had a dad who came home and went, damn it, where's my food? You kids get out of you.
Why is that the opposite?
We would not have a podcast together.
Yeah, we wouldn't be here. Why is that like... opposite.
I'm not saying
never angry or pissed.
I'm saying it had to happen that way. I feel like it would have been that would have been bad.
Oh, I mean, yeah, but that's not that's not like the male version of mom.
Well, no, I'm not saying that.
Okay,
I'm not saying that at all about mom.
So are you just comparing parents? You're comparing moms and dads.
And I love you.
I'm saying that mom. I'm just saying parents in general. Like I'm just saying here. No, okay, here's my advice.
Then obviously your version where you never got mad and got mad a few times and scared a shitless, that is the better version.
But it sounds like I did something worse than just get
angry. No, it's
just
that as kids we never saw you that way, and so it was like it was a shock to the system.
Yeah,
we're not scared of you now.
It was basically you shouldn't like be now.
Oh,
I should be the opposite.
Like we're in trouble.
When you weren't mad, it's not like we were scared of you. Like, don't piss off dad. But it was just like it was a reactionary thing.
Mm. Mom says this as a follow up.
Dad farts in bed.
Okay, so what are you gonna do?
I really don't like that thing.
I don't like it either.
He's making me uncomfortable.
Please stop.
All right, wait. Speaking of moms, why did I write breast cancer lady?
Oh, that's me.
Oh. Can you explain that story?
So I'm going to take
you're not a breast cancer lady.
I have to lean into
you. You're fine. You can move it around.
I'll lean in more.
Right. So I was at a thing. It was a church. It was my cousin's homecoming, which for people who aren't familiar with like the LDS church is like they went on a mission.
They go on a mission. They come home.
And the comeback is like everyone does a party.
Yeah.
So we were at the church part of it. And this lady comes up to me and she's all awkward and she kind of sidles up and she goes, hi, breast cancer?
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, what? And she was like, well, your hair. And I went, oh no. Like,
why
no.
Why are you so specific?
I don't know. That's very weird. Well she was recovering.
Like flat-chested. No. I don't know.
She was recovering, right?
I was going to say, then she said like, oh, well, I have breast cancer. And so that's why I'm talking about it, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And so it was just really bizarre to have someone come up to you and be like, breast cancer?
You're like, that's not my name.
That is weird. That's like when someone asks someone if they're pregnant when they're not.
Yeah. But it was weirder.
It's not fun.
Yeah. But it's because I have a shaved head and that is not normal to people in Utah County.
But we should also just whisper it like the cop did to dad. Breast cancer? Breast cancer?
Right in your ear.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like... She was looking for solidarity. She was looking for somebody who understood her plight, Carter. That's all.
Maybe. It was weird.
It's just weird to assume.
It was a stranger.
Yeah.
It's weird. Oh, sorry. This has nothing to do with it.
Breast cancer.
Oh, anyway.
Speaking of heads, though, like shaved heads, mom's going to cut my hair. And then with what hair I leave, she's going to put a purple TMS on the back of my head for Vegas.
Oh, nice. And then she's going to like glue it back on with the hair that I took off. I'm going to glue it back on.
No, she's going to dye
it. Craft
product. I actually don't know how you're going to do it. You just take a paintbrush or something?
Yeah.
You okay.
Paint it as if you would a canvas.
Oh.
A canvas.
I like that a lot. Taylor, someone wants to know, what is the hardest thing of being a mother?
Oh, geez. Honestly, the hardest part is just beating yourself up all the time because... me and Dylan talk about this a lot.
Yeah.
Just the generational stuff. And I know, like, you guys are obviously, you and mom are a different breed of parent, but, like, dealing with, like, different parents that are older than us and just, like, our friends' parents and having those conversations. I feel like the last generation obviously decided to change things from their parents. Like, generations are getting better and better.
Yeah.
And I feel like our generation specifically with the internet, with therapy, with... I mean,
better understanding
TikTok, everything, right?
Everything, sure.
That we end up just beating ourselves up more than we probably need to, and I mean, it's not necessarily a bad thing because it means we're being very aware of our parenting and like what we do and the actions of it and apologizing to our kids and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's probably the hardest part, is just the end of every day, just being like, oh my gosh,
yeah,
I lost my shit, or I shouldn't have done this, or I need to do this better tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think it's just the mind game of it is the hardest. Because like at the end of the day, like loving your kids isn't hard.
No, that's easy.
Just and they're yourself. Psychos. Yeah. It's just forgiving yourself. And also just you don't need to fix or even control your kids. It's you're fixing and controlling yourself.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. That's the hardest part.
I'm not to be sort of sappy about it, but that is the key. If you care about your kids, it's not hard to parent. It seems like it should be or is, or there's moments, but at the end of the day, it's just, I mean, you just love Van and Phoebe, so whatever, right?
Yeah.
What was that? What'd you do?
I put a bug on Carter, sorry.
By the way, can we talk about that bug?
This tiny cockroach on me.
This thing right here.
I'm sorry.
Carter does three things to drive me up a freaking tree. Number one, she hides this guy under my mouse, under my keyboard, under things that I'm going to move. And it gets me every time. I hate it. This thing looks real. It's disgusting, right? I hate it.
I have a whole bag of them.
Oh my gosh.
She would.
Here, have one more then.
It's like right over there. Thank
okay,
you.
Anyway, that's number sorry. One. Number two is when I'm on my phone sometimes, just sitting in a chair or whatever, she'll come and just smack my phone out of my hand.
Yep.
I hate it so
bad. It means she loves you. Dylan does that to me all the time.
Hate it.
Okay, and third thing. What was the third? Oh. She gets into my phone and changes my replacement text stuff.
Yeah.
So instead of me saying,
that's awesome.
What was the one we did today?
It's a good one because it's like,
it's sneaky.
Until he types it, he doesn't
sneaky.
Know.
It sucks.
No, it's awesome.
Because I was having like a business conversation with somebody. This isn't even today. It's the
you
ones
told him
we
like
could
F
go.
Off or something.
It was something weird like that.
I should or do like, more like meaner stuff.
What was
like,
it? Do you remember?
So you were trying to type FERT, which to
no,
me
no, not today. The one that like a
it
month
was a
ago.
Business text that was saying
oh,
FERT.
It was dude, I think.
I think.
Oh, there
no,
you go.
No, it wasn't
that's a good
dude.
One.
It was
well,
like
it was replace dude with something else.
Yeah, and you gave it this long.
It was some long, dumb,
heinous thing. And I tried to, I said it like three times to this guy that I'm trying to do work for. Oh, I know who it was. It was Will Harris in Europe. I was talking about this book thing he's doing with Tom Merritt. And anyway, we're having this back and forth. I think that's what it was. And I could not get it to stop saying some ridiculously long and stupid sounding thing.
I don't even remember.
Like I was drunk. And I finally wrote back, says, my daughter changed all my things. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that
see,
was
it's funny.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's real
harmless
funny.
Prank.
Freaking hate it. Oh, my gosh, I hate it.
It is one of the very few harmless pranks.
Yeah.
I full-heartedly
harmless and reversible.
Agree with that.
You're all right with that mm-hmm. as a prank?
Yeah, it can't hurt anybody. Unless you, like, turn it to something, like, they're going to
yeah,
say something
like bad. Mean. It's never bad. It's just, like, silly.
Funny.
Somebody wants to know why I always give crap to the high school you went to. Because I do that a lot. I say, oh,
why do you
Westlake.
Do that?
Like,
I don't know why. Is it because I feel like I just made some like spelling errors or I did something stupid and you're like, oh, that's because you will go to high school there. Because Nick and Carter didn't.
Yeah.
So I went to that high school.
I have like 1 year though.
Yeah, you
two?
Were there a year.
No.
Yeah. I moved my junior year. So 2.5.
Did you do ninth?
Yeah. I was the last ninth grade class there.
I forgot that they did ninth.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So wait, and then you went senior year to?
We moved.
You only did a year at?
I was 2.5 years at Westlake.
But how many years at the other one? This one?
Two.
So 1.5.
1.5.
Math.
How's that work?
Math.
It was 4 years.
So half your junior year?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you guys moved. Yeah, I remember
in
I was
October
in college. You guys moved
year.
The middle
of the
year.
That was kind of rude of us to do that
yeah.
right in the middle of school.
Rude. Yeah.
Nick's still mad.
Then we didn't start school for like a month or something. And we went to the school to like register because you have to register. And they were like, oh yeah, if you were 2 days later, you wouldn't have been able to this year. And they would have had to
like oh my
go
gosh.
A whole nother year because we just didn't want
like,
to go to school.
Nobody told us.
That's funny. Well, the reason I say that, why did I bring all that up? Mm. Oh, no. Because like if you said, if Tay goes, wait, how much is a meter or something like that?
Yeah.
I'll just go Westlake. Like that's the joke. And it's purely a joke. I think my kids are all very educated, smart kids.
Well, it works out because Dylan went to the high school that was
the
like our
rival
yeah. high
yeah,
school.
Lehigh.
And so he loves that joke.
Yeah, I'll bet he does.
Even though I had way better grades than him.
You had better grade than you had a 4.0.
Yeah, but Dylan had to keep him up for soccer.
You were
right?
The smart kid.
So he only had to keep him up to 2.5 to be able to play. So he kept them to 2.5.
Yeah,
I had his knee worse grades than him.
Really?
Yeah, but you didn't play sports, so you didn't need to.
Mine were worse than all of yours.
I graduated.
You graduated.
Barely. I graduated.
I graduated college. I'm actually more educated than both of you.
You guys are such good examples to my children.
I graduated college. What did you do?
Half I went kids? To some, whenever I fill out applications, some college.
Yeah. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, just a little bit.
She's a brilliant photographer. And I'll tell you what, a degree in photography doesn't matter squat if you're not good at it.
Yeah, that's why I left.
Don't matter squat.
It really doesn't.
Don't matter none.
Don't matter none.
Here's one question for Taylor and Carter. What is each of your favorite tattoos? This is from Caduceusy.
Oh, that's a good question. She's awesome.
Right now, it's my two fishes.
Fishes.
Show them the two fishes.
It's really hard to...
Carter, this is like a... Okay, fish number one is dead. Fish number two is...
Yeah.
Well, the other
they
one.
They like match each other, like perfectly mirrored on my arm.
Are they like the same fish in like two different...
Yeah, they're both carps.
Same artist?
Same artist.
Same guy.
But they're like 2 years apart.
Lady
years
or dude?
Apart. Dude.
Okay.
But one's like a carp, a regular carp, and the other one's the bones of the carp.
Do you guys trust lady tattooists more than men tattooists?
I think I have more. Wait.
I've only had lady tattooists.
No, I have equal. I have equal men and women.
You've only had ladies?
Yeah. Well, one artist did this whole arm, and then one artist, the same artist did, yeah, just, yep, ladies. That's too hard to explain.
Never mind. I've done three women and two dudes.
Three women, two dudes.
Yeah.
Carter is about equality, and I am a feminist.
One of the dudes was also gay, so it's even more equal.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, no, that's
diversity.
Good.
Diversity.
What did the gay artist do? I'm just curious.
The fish.
Oh, he's a good fish.
Yeah.
It's a gay fish.
It's a gay fish.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. Well, they also made him watch a lot of Seinfeld growing up.
Yeah,
so.
There you go.
Here is, that was that one.
I didn't answer the question.
Oh, yeah, answer your question.
Oh, favorite rude. Tattoo. What is it?
Probably my new one for Van. I just got this recently.
His butterfly.
Yeah. It's so pretty. All my tattoos mean something, so that's fun.
And he's not afraid
unlike,
of...
It unlike Carter.
Like Zelda.
Carter, did you say yours? Oh, fish.
Yeah. None of my tattoos do mean anything.
They don't mean anything?
They're just fun.
They're just... Well, they mean
them.
Something to you because you like them.
Yeah,
they
I
make
like
you
them.
Happy.
And that's all that it means.
I understand entirely. We got another...
Dad totally gets it.
Totally.
I was trying to pull up this dog. Here we go. Another dog quick view here. Listening. Can you see it? This is...
What's a little fluffy?
This is from... Let's see. This is Leslie's Logan's mom. This is Daisy. We had a Daisy. Remember Daisy?
We did have a Daisy.
We did, yeah.
Not unlike this Daisy.
It was black, though.
She was black and white.
Yeah.
She looked like a cookie.
She was the devil's...
An Oreo.
Yeah.
Devil's dog, man. That thing.
You loved her.
I know, but toward the end, she was
really
she was getting
mean.
Old.
Yeah, she got real narshty.
That brand of dog, what were they? Not brand.
Shih
Tzu?
Shih Tzu. They get really cranky when they get old.
They turn into shits.
Shit zoos.
Zoos.
Let's just say, if you're punting on weird eggs, can you at least bring the hunter talk stinger back?
What?
I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but they want us to do a cooking video making weird eggs.
I think you should. We grew up with weird
eggs. Yeah, but that one time...
That exploded?
That it, he put... He didn't, like, whisk the egg.
No, he put it...
He
was
put
the,
it, and
American
then it was
cheese
American cheese layer, so it just, like, became like a pressure cooker, yeah. And he pulled it out, and he poked a fork in it, and it legit exploded all over the ceiling and
we
the window.
We had vaulted ceilings, yeah. And it got on the ceiling.
All over the window shade
yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. And that ceiling one, which I couldn't reach, is still... Well, as far as I know, it's still there, but we sold the house with it. It's just up there.
I'm surprised Mom didn't just... Get a ladder.
I don't think
yeah,
she think
had
she, with
ladder.
Everything going on. I
she
think
had
she just
big
like
ladder.
She had big ladder.
I think she got to a point where she's just like, whatever.
No one's gonna notice the egg ceiling.
Do you guys want to see another dog? Look at this dog. Sorry, everyone at home can't see these. That's TV. Travis's dog. Ooh. His dog is named Travis's name. Dog. What is it? Oh, Bella. Super cute.
She's super cute. She looks like she has one ear that is from another dog.
Yeah, I like it.
She stole it.
Stole the ear.
Stole
She's
it.
The ear bandit.
The ear bandit.
The ear bandit. I love it. What else? Oh, we only have a few minutes left. Let's double check the mailbag here. Okay, how about this one? Where is it? Here we go. Oh, some Circus Peanuts info.
Oh, good.
You like this.
Is this how much crap is in it?
I don't know. It says,
poison?
Hello, Scott and Carter and,
how
and Taylor.
How soon you're going to die?
You're here.
Yeah.
I just listened to this week and I mostly caught up on the show. I've really been enjoying it. Since Circus Peanuts keep coming up, I wanted to add a couple of things to the discussion. First, a fun fact. They were the inspiration for Lucky Charms. General Mills employee was seen cutting up circus peanuts into his Cheerios, and one thing led to another, and we got the best breakfast cereal ever. I disagree with that.
Very interesting.
Wow.
You guys like...
I like mistaken, like, inventions that were an accident.
That were goofs.
Or just goofy things. Yeah, I like that.
Like antibiotics. Like
penicillin.
Penicillin, yeah.
Moldy bread.
Tay,
I don't know if that story true.
What?
I
just feel it like is it's true.
One of those things you get.
It's told. Totally true. Okay. The original penicillin thing, not
antibiotic from infections.
Don't get infected.
At least I think it's true. Now I'm questioning it.
It could be like one of those things. Turns out mitochondria is not the powerhouse of the cell. So
oh,
is this new?
I mean, it's like a few years ago. But you know how the whole like mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
They were so full of shit, and I did not do good in that class.
No.
You had a 4.0. Shush.
You did have a 4.0.
No,
I don't know why.
The worst grade I
got
was a C- in chemistry. And that was the hardest class I've ever had.
I remember how easy it was with you. You were just so like, I didn't have to think about your homework. You just did it. Yeah. You just always did your homework.
You didn't have to think about my homework you either because I didn't show you what my grades were.
Because it didn't exist.
I knew your grades were bad. I knew they weren't as bad as mine were.
I was a C student. I graduated.
I was a D student and I barely graduated. Yeah. And it's because it's not because none of us are smart. It's because we're too smart.
It might be the ADHD. Yeah,
that's true.
It's a little bit.
Am I OCD?
Yeah.
It says you can, Carter, this is interesting. You can melt these down and use them for Rice Krispie treats instead of marshmallows. That sounds.
I love this idea.
That sounds like a heart attack waiting to happen.
Well, you don't get any.
Yeah, you're not allowed.
Oh. It says you can put some small
beaties.
No
beaties.
No beaties.
I don't have that. The reason I don't have it right now, or I pushed it back into its hole like a poop.
We have anti-beaties though.
What?
Like a poop. It turtled and you pushed it back in.
I pushed it back in.
Sucked it back up.
I quit eating as much crap. Oh, also a really cute picture of a dog here. Hold on. Oh my gosh, I want that dog.
Oh, it's a sweet puppy.
Look at this dog. Chat room.
So happy.
Beautiful. There's a cat here too, but I'm curious if I should. There we go. I'll go ahead and give it a little.
He's got a bow tie.
Yeah. Oh, another cat. That one looks like the devil. That's the same.
Oh,
cat.
I love black cats.
Devil cats.
Oh, and then one other dog. Jeez, you got pets.
So many pets.
You got
dogs.
That's from.
We got scooters.
We got scooters.
Oh my gosh. You guys have a strong memory for things. What else we got here? Here's one. My grandma is originally from Massachusetts. You should have your friend.
That's the whole email?
No, that's not it. She now lives in New Hampshire with her parents now. And she pronounces it Massatushits.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's
how Alicia says it.
Really?
Yeah, but she says she does it on purpose when a car from Massachusetts cuts us off. In other news, I license nurses for Massachusetts, but I live in Tennessee. Keep rocking and rolling and talking about everything, says Amanda.
Cute.
I've heard from Amanda before, I think.
I'm Amanda.
Massatushits.
I'm seven.
I'm six.
Sorry. We have TikTok brain.
Yeah.
Apologies.
Do you know what? I
we're broken.
I'll take it because when you guys were little, you were mortal enemies.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're close and it's weird. I didn't expect
we're
this.
We're buddies now.
Because when they were young, close. Taylor was like, ew, a new kid in the family. I don't want this.
Plotting.
Plotting? Pilates?
Plotting. I was like, that's disgusting.
All right, I guess.
I don't want to know what that means. Gross.
We don't know either.
Yep.
So when you get, I was going to ask you too. So you, if you do get a uteri, what's it called?
It's just getting
hysterectomy.
It's not. It's just tied. The tubes removed.
Oh, just the tubes. Removed. If you get your tubes out, tubal ligation, is that what that's called?
Something like okay. that. I had a big word long
you
word
right out of your butt.
Do they get to
right out of your uterus?
I hope that'll come out of there. What are you going to get to keep them or what are you going to do?
No, that's
why?
Disgusting.
Why?
You should keep them.
Put them
I
in
don't
a
want that.
Jar of like formaldehide.
The formaldehide jar.
Yeah.
I'm good.
You
why?
Could take them. You could try them and then braid them into a bracelet.
There's only two of them. I don't
twist
think you can
them into a bracelet.
Well, how long are they?
I don't know.
I'm picturing
isn't it
like a
tiny?
Hold on.
No.
Excuse me?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure like your
look at
whole,
the width of my look at the width. Thing. It goes ovaries and then uterus
yeah, but it's
and
not
there's
there.
Oh,
boobies.
So it's probably like that.
I know it's like tubies.
They're like this.
Little. No,
they're like
this
little.
Big.
Are they the curled up
they're
things
wee.
I see in
those are ovaries. It's the tubes that connect the ovaries to the uterus.
Yes.
Okay.
The tubes.
Are the ovaries?
And you say Westlake's a problem. Jeez Louise.
He's a man.
You know you're going to hate this. Dr. Tolbert hears the show. He's going to laugh his butt off because he knows I know nothing. Anyway, he says this. Oh, this is Jeannie. No, the other one, she says. I'm messaging first about FilmSack. I agree Rogue One is the best of the new movies. Anyway, that's something for FilmSack. Second, regarding... this isn't for us. Hold on.
You can't even read.
It's not for us. That's also not for us. Where is the one for us? Hold on a second. Hold on. Jeannie, don't worry. I'm keeping content. Your email. This is great content.
Keep going.
Fantastic.
Keep it up.
Okay, here we go. Kicking back the ground is fun dog behavior. It stimulates the scent glands in the dog's feet, spreading pheromones and letting other dogs know their presence.
Like rubbing your butt on the floor.
No, have you seen Rainer when she like poops?
She poops and then kicks
the grass, even though she's far away from it, like she's gonna bury
it.
It's so dumb.
Yeah.
Apparently,
it's just a thing. It's what they do to spread their pheromones around. Yeah. I mean,
she's thick. She doesn't. What is she pheromoning?
Well, no, she...
and she lives with all-girl dogs.
She's fixed.
And a male cat.
Yeah, but she humps pillows.
She does
stuff.
Hump pillows.
Oh, okay.
She's still it's got
horrifying.
It.
She's trying,
got it, baby.
She's trying to get the pillows.
She humps so hard that her collar falls off.
Yeah. We walked in there before where there's like a pillow
no.
all mushed up in the corner and a collar.
That's embarrassing.
And then she's laying on the couch going...
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done. I've had my moment.
I've had my fill.
Give her a cigarette.
All right. There's that one. That's Beffy Dino. Thank you, Beffy Dino. Appreciate it. And I think, is that all of them? Oh, wait, there's one more. Scott and Carter, hi, I've been enjoying your back and forth. It's very entertaining. Please, below are pics of our pet snakes. Ooh, snakes.
Ooh, snakes.
Snakes.
Did we show this already? We might have.
I don't know. I love snakes.
Oh, that's gnarly. I think we may have, though.
Ooh, it's so pretty.
Is it a corn snake? I can barely see
I don't know
see
what
it.
That like, is. Says, hold on.
It's like a creamsicle.
Does he say? Oh, it is, and a red-orange corn snake.
Hey, I was right.
Wednesday's creamsicle. Had him for 16 years. What are you talking about? Psychopath.
Has nothing to do with you.
Okay, here's a boa like Norman. Look at him.
Ow. Norman wasn't a boa.
I'm surprised this is the first time this has happened.
I know. It's a ball python, Dad. It's a python, not a boa.
That's what I meant.
Do you guys remember what happened to Nick's boa? Or ball python? Do you guys remember?
Nick's. No, his was a corn snake, wasn't it?
No, he had a ribbon snake and then a boa.
And then a boa. His boa died while he was out of town. And I had like a high school boyfriend at the time who Nick really liked. And we ended up going to the pet store and buying him a new one so we knew that it never,
that
it died.
Wait, was this the kid that you really liked?
Yes.
What was his name?
Sure.
He was like Caden? The farm fella.
Caden.
The farm boy.
Farm boy.
That's right. Caden was a good kid. I liked him too.
Yeah, nice. He bought a replacement snake.
I like Dylan better.
Yeah, he's...
Caden was all right.
I mean, he hasn't bought us a snake
Dylan's
yet,
fine.
Though. So.
Yeah, Dylan, what's the holdup?
Yeah, where's the snake?
Where's the snake?
Mom would kill him.
Mom lived with Norman for a while, but she probably never liked it.
She never touched him.
No.
She never liked
unless,
it.
Yeah,
but
no.
The fact that she let us get a snake is crazy because she hates snakes. She won't let us get a tarantula.
That's fair.
That's
never
fair.
Liked it. Yeah,
mom
that's
says
fair.
She liked
Stop
it. That?
Doing that.
I didn't do it. It's mom.
It. I never liked it.
It's just coming from somewhere.
Stop it. That's the alien that's going to come replace mom.
What?
For real. Pod person.
Well, what would that be so bad?
You know? Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
No.
It's weird. That sounds just like mom.
I don't like it.
Stop it. She's going to be mad when she heard I did all that.
Is she watching upstairs?
I have no idea.
No, she never
She
does.
Might be.
She doesn't like us.
She never does.
She's used to our horrible talking.
We got one final question here. Will Taylor come back sometime? Let's go to the wheel. Let's go to the wheel.
It's going
to
be the one time that's
no.
like, hell no.
Hell no.
Come on.
Come on.
Let's see what the wheel says. Here we go.
Does it all say yes?
It says yes or no.
I can't see. So, but I saw a yes. I was like, is it all yes?
It's
and
yeses
is
and no's. Oh!
Stop yelling.
Is it yes or no?
It's a no, but the jolly music is there either way. Yeah.
It's like
weird.
Sims music.
It is like Sims
yeah,
music.
Yeah, like when you do a achievement and they get a job or something.
Yeah, or you like upgrade the house and it's like do-do-do-do.
Yeah, or you have a baby.
Maybe they took it from that. I don't know. This is just a thing I found.
Well, so far it seems to be wildly incorrect.
Yeah,
so
I don't.
We'll say yes.
I'm going to say yes. Sometime we'll get her back and we'll have her on.
This
again.
Is my first time ever being on podcast, so
we should stream.
It was fun.
We should do a game stream.
It sure is fun.
Is it a scary game?
Is what a scary game?
I just said any.
She
game.
She said a game stream. I was like, is it a scary game? Because I can't. I know Dad can do that. I cannot do that.
I can do a scary game.
I
sometimes.
Like scary games.
Chat says the stream went down. Are you kidding? Nope, it's back. It's here. Did we lose some frames? We did. It's only 0.7% of the overall stream. You guys are okay.
You it's missed back. Out the most important stuff.
Yeah, it was really
I'm
important
not
stuff.
Back.
I'm leaving.
Taylor right had her now. Taylor had her tubes removed while
yeah.
we were
yeah,
away.
Just real quick. She's like Carter's making a bracelet as we speak.
Yeah.
I'm really curious what Van is going to think of this when you get home.
Well, apparently he's been crying because he's so sweet.
Poor guy.
He's so cute.
So sweet. He's so sweet. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to get arrested because somebody's going to treat him bad at a school.
Oh.
And
like,
I'm going to get
arrested.
And I'm going to get mad and want to go over there and kick somebody's A. So would Dylan.
It's me and Dylan's biggest fear because he's so... He shows up and now he's friends with everyone. He just shows up and he's like, these are my friends.
Yeah.
And I go, well, you don't know them yet. They're his
friends.
It's fact.
Yeah.
But he's also like a bigger kid, so he's...
He's taller for his age.
He's got
his
the
age,
height
yeah.
and stuff on people, but he, so I feel like it'll be
He
nicer,
does come
maybe.
On strong. Like, he comes on, like, we're best friends, and some kids are not used to that.
To be fair, I was the tallest kid in my grade for a long time, and people bullied me relentlessly.
They stopped bullying me when I got tall.
Smash.
Because I think, but that was girls that were giving you a hard time.
Oh, girls? It was everyone.
Oh, no,
boys?
Girls.
Oh, yeah.
What boys?
One teacher gave me a hard time.
They felt emasculated.
Emasculated.
I'm still not quite sure what that word means. It means if I'm being emasculated, it means I'm being less manly.
You feel like someone is making you feel less manly.
Yeah. Less, someone's making me feel less manly.
Yeah.
Manly.
So being
something or someone.
Something
like,
or someone.
Yeah. Being, making fun of you would be like, you're a girl.
Okay.
Your penis is small.
The reason that they that I would there would be a problem. I'm not going to hurt somebody, but if I could go to that
school.
I'm not going
to kill a 5-year-old.
I'm not going to kill
a kid. Murder
a
child.
But if I found out somebody's bullying him, I swear it'd be really hard for me not to want to just go scare him.
No, I'm 100% with you. He's too sweet.
Like,
if anything, Phoebe will do it for us, and then it'll be fine if a younger baby beats up a 5-year-old.
Yeah,
she's pretty sassy.
Kid.
Super mean.
Yeah, she's pretty sassy. Like the kid will say, you suck, and she'd go,
come on.
Scare the shit out of him.
You like this?
Just beaming, running at him.
Well, that is going to do it. Taylor, why don't you tell people where your photo place is? I know you're not like actively taking people, but let's plug something.
Photo place?
Yeah, your website and stuff.
Oh, it's Taylor photo Elaine. Place. I was like, it's TaylorElainePhoto.com.
Elaine Photo.
Yeah.
That's her middle name, by the way.
That's the one I didn't get rid of.
Yeah. You hung on to that. That's good. That's from my mom.
Can you actually tell me your mother's maiden name?
Mom's mom.
Or wait, not my mom.
No. Your mom and mom's mom, both middle names are Elaine.
Wait, where did Elizabeth come from?
I don't know.
I think it came from mom's side.
I think.
Maybe. I think it might be mom's middle name.
Yeah, Donna Elaine Wilson is my mom's middle name.
Yeah, and
but
Francis.
Mom's mom, Francis.
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 Francis Elaine something or other.
Is it Elaine?
I don't.
It is. That's why Elaine. You guys gave it to me. It's actually pretty cool.
Maybe I'm just special.
What if we gave it to you for
you
Elaine
sure
from Seinfeld?
You
what
sure?
if we did that?
Oh, no. Mom's middle name is Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
Kimberly Elizabeth Johnson.
I was like, wait.
Hold on. We know where this is from.
Oh, she's not going to love that at all.
No.
Oh,
no
she
one,
spoke up.
No one tell her.
Well, anyway, go check that out. You can see some of her amazing photography. When's the last time you updated this? Has it been a while? It's
been a minute.
Yeah, but look at this stuff. So good.
Well, it's like
I think
Instagram
I did it at the end of last year. Oh, Instagram is Taylor Elaine Photo as well.
Yeah.
With dots, I think.
With
I don't
dots?
Remember. Dots in between.
Look at that. Remember when it was smoky and you got the best pictures in the smoky?
Yeah, that was 2 summers ago. It was pretty nuts. It was really pretty, honestly. I made really pretty ones. But yeah, I need to update it real bad.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no. I think it's been since maternity leave.
Really?
Oh, whoops. Gosh.
Yeah. Taylor.
I have no time.
Well, I could have warned you.
But it's been, it's good. Been doing a lot more commercial stuff lately, which has been really fun. I worked with a CrossFit gym the other day.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
A doctor's office. Good.
Did they make you do like...
No, dude. I watch people. Like, I'm taking pictures of people working out. And, dude, CrossFit's crazy. Whoever...
It is crazy.
So much respect, but no thank you.
I agree. It is crazy. Yeah, look at this stuff, you guys. If you had a little kid, wouldn't you hire Tay?
Oh,
look at
Sammy.
That. Yeah. So nice. Is that Phoebe's?
You're so good at
that's that's Van's friend, Sammy.
That's right, Sam. Sammy.
No. I know.
No.
Samuel.
There's more Seinfeld going on here today than I'm used to. Wait, that's not from...
That's not Seinfeld.
I don't know.
Samuel. No, that's from Seinfeld. The girl, the redhead. The papier-mâché, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, Taylor or Carter, is there anything you want to pimp or plug today?
Pimp and plug.
Pimp and plug. The old pimp and plug down the street.
Pimp. Sorry. Music.
Sorry.
What's that from? Oh, favorite band. Somebody just asked. Favorite band. Quick.
For me?
Go.
Ah!
That's too hard.
That's really hard.
Well, I know who you used to like a lot.
Right now I've been listening to
Vampire
a lot of
Weekend.
Marcus Mumford, who's the singer of Mumford and Sons.
On his own
but
now?
He did a solo bit. They're back together now, but he did a solo bit and his music is lovely.
Okay. So you right were real big on them back in the day, too, so you're consistent.
Oh, yeah. Me and Dylan are obsessed.
Still. Do you want to? Should we play a little of that song that you sang that one time?
No.
You don't want to hear that? Let's just see if I have it. Oh, I just want to see. I mean,
I just want to see if I have it. I'm still going to play it.
I'm not going to play it.
I'm not going to play it, but I'm going to push play.
Yeah. All right. Here's a...
Whoops, I pushed play.
Whoops, it's playing.
Hold on, there's a file. I don't know what this file is. I'm just playing.
Star Trek.
Oh, that's you saying Star Trek.
Oh my,
in your
Star
little...
Star Trek is so loud. Was,
I didn't know that white noise back.
Taylor, this is new man employee.
That's not it.
What the hell?
We see a man.
Hold on.
Did Taylor Swift actually...
Fear my leaked skills.
Hey, that's it.
Shizzle my manizzle.
Oh, that's so old.
It's so cute.
How old are you? Like 10?
Can we,
10.
No, we should probably get Van to repeat that one.
Here you are laughing.
That was your date that you brought Dylan over.
And we were pushing on each other's stomachs as hard as we could.
Yeah. And it would make each other laugh.
Oh my gosh, that's...
Okay, one more. You're over there going, it's Star Trek.
Oh, okay.
You were probably like Phoebe's age.
I know. Yeah. It's the crazy part, too, is like teaching your kids these weird little things, like Phoebe's. The internet will know what I'm talking about. Van will go, what's up, brother, right now? And then Phoebe goes, Tuesday.
And who's the guy that should be...
Sketch.
Sketch. Anyone know that streamer? I didn't.
He's weird.
Yeah.
He's funny.
I mean, it's nice. I was trying to find your song. I can't find
don't.
It.
Don't do it.
Hold on.
You're listening to Extra Life Radio.
That's a classic one.
How about this one?
Classic.
Oh, there it is.
Let's just hear a taste. Let's get a taste of it.
There she goes. She's
gone.
Went,
she went down. Hold on. Just a taste.
Melted on the floor.
She's dead.
Nothing happened yet.
Oh, don't.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh,
this is with Dylan.
She sings great. I wish you'd
you
sing more.
You have a very good voice.
You have a great voice.
Thank you.
Should you want to do more?
Hey.
I got the equipment.
I never have time anymore.
All right. Well, when we figure out a way where we're going to make that, going to make that album happen, we were going to do an album called 8-Track. It was going to be eight songs.
Before I had kids. Yeah.
Before she had kids.
I'll animate something.
Carter will animate a video.
Animate.
I do really want to do a cover of Linger from the Cranberries. I'm obsessed with everyone being obsessed with that song on TikTok. It's I love that song.
You should just do it.
I threw up.
That was also good.
I threw up.
How about this one?
That was so cute.
I got a cookie.
You were so cute, dude.
That's gonna
like
be Phoebe. That's
voice.
Literally gonna be Phoebe.
It really is.
Oh my god!
Here you are getting mad at me at age 3.
What take? What take?
Mom.
Well, what? What? I'm mom.
No, I'm killing mom.
It sounds
this
like
this is a
Phoebe.
Mix of Phoebe and Van too. Because
yeah.
Van right now, if like he'd be like, "Hey, mom," and Dylan would be like, "What is it?" and he'll be like, "I'm talking to mom." But then mix and feed his little evil voice.
Ooh, the Hackensack song.
This is the old one. Oh, it's so old.
Movies and magazines.
Oh, Tay, we gotta get you on the mic again. 8-Track coming out soon. Watch for it.
Mm.
All right.
Making you commit.
I think that's everything. Thanks, Tay, for joining us today.
Yeah, anytime.
That was super fun.
It was fun.
And Carter, as
we
always.
Need three mics next time. So
you're a dork.
Yeah, so we're so headbanging.
Is bonking heads. Maybe I'll get a third. Well, I have a gaming mic over here. I could have moved that, I guess.
Yeah, you could have.
Could have, should have, would have.
That sounds like work, doesn't it? All right.
Not
here's
worth.
Our theme song. We'll see you guys
not
next week.
It.
You're not worth it.
Do you like that?
Get more at frogpants.com.
Come on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.